So on this note, the State of the Nation address for the past couple of State of the Nations, I can't recall a time when load shedding wasn't a topic of conversation. However, this time around, over 200 days with no load shedding, but still there are some issues in the energy sector, in particular pricing. How do you foresee the present situation of energy in the Republic?
Yeah, it is actually great that between NECOM and the presidency, business and then ESCOM, we actually got load shedding. This stage, something of the past. Of course, it can return at any time. But I do think if it returns, it would be at much lower levels due to the increased focus on maintenance from ESCOM, as well as additional energy from IPPs and, of course, rooftop solar and batteries behind the meter made a massive impact in stopping load shedding.
Indeed. And so on that note as well, one thing when it came to load shedding was always a call for government to diversify the energy market, to demonopolize the energy market, especially, of course, when it came to ESCOM. Government, of course, has always been hesitant to do that, in particular, of course, owing to the political ideologies of the ANC. But on a more logistical note, it seems as if though government has shifted policy in some sense. And as you mentioned there, it has been a collaborative work with government and the private sector. I wonder then, in that respect, given the relationship and the fruit it has borne, what could that relationship become in the near future? Because in every state of the nation, since the idea of IPPs, there has been a word from the president indicating that that will be the continued policy.
Yeah, I think it's a great move forward, a great step forward. And despite the policy challenges that we see and the different views within the ANC, I think necessity and the challenges that we saw actually created this opportunity for independent power producers and independent players to come in. So I do think we still have massive challenges in the full unbundling of ESCOM. There was great work done in the National Transmission Company of South Africa be unbundled out of ESCOM, and we could see last year when they were when they had the transmission development plan work session for the whole day, the excellent work that's been done in the National Transmission Company, and you can see that change in attitude from them to see IPPs and other generators as customers as opposed to the enemy. So that's the one part that's extremely positive. The challenging part is still that the grid access unit through which IPPs and let's say independent generators have to access the grid, that grid access unit still sits within ESCOM distribution, that sits in the ESCOM mother company, and there's in my view a conflict of interest there. And the attitude isn't the same as in the National Transmission Company. So if I was the president, I would say, let's unbundle distribution out of ESCOM as well as quick as possible. But that then leads to the challenge of the unpaid debt, the massive debt that's been racked up by the municipalities and other distributors. And we need to address that. So I think what we need to really look at holistically as NECOM and as government and business is to say the holistic plan for getting the municipal revenue model right, because the municipal revenue model is the challenge in unbundling further.
Indeed. And so on that note, where does ESCOM go? You've mentioned now the process of unbundling, the benefits that we have seen from that IPPs, but you've also, of course, mentioned a couple of issues in terms of the grid access units and, of course, the municipalities. I'm wondering then the future of ESCOM, in particular on the issue of municipalities, given, of course, the present issue with municipalities owing ESCOM billions. And I think they've mentioned that they don't really expect to get any or rather a large portion of that money back. I then wonder, where does ESCOM go to from here? Does it become a situation perhaps like communications, where we had Telkom diversify, and of course now we have so many different providers, and that's now the status quo? Will that be the future of energy provision? What could that look like, especially in the near future, 2025 2026?
Yeah, I think it will go the same way as the telcos. So, I mean, there's already what we call the let's say the SAWEM, or the South African Wholesale Energy Market, that's kicking off in 2026, and the National Transmission Company is working hard to get that right, where the National Transmission Company will become the system operator and the market operator, and independents will be able to sell electricity through that system operator on a day ahead market, intraday market, energy market, as well as a capacity market. So that is happening. So that then leads to Eskom generation being a separate entity, and I would also see that the different power stations would probably be different companies all selling into this national transmission company. There's been a lot of work done around how to ring fence what they call the legacy assets, which are the legacy power stations, as well as the PPAs from the Section 34 IPPs. That's now the REAP program IPPs. And that will all be ring-fenced in this national transmission company as part of the market. And then you will have the independents coming in merchant day-type markets, delivering to customers through this this wholesale energy market. So it's actually quite exciting. We're going to see a complete different play in the next 5-6 years. And it's as early as 2026, we will see the market opening up.
I think that is something that many people are looking forward to, perhaps in more in line with the benefits therein. I think for many people as well, when it comes to the matter of privatization, it's also a concern in terms of the role players and how it affects consumers. I think on that note as well, sir, getting to the point of consumers. Presently, there's an issue in regards to the price hike Eskom continuously introduces, and of course the issues when it comes to municipalities and the implementation of them, and of course recouping the money for Eskom. I wonder then, in this future that you've now mentioned or painted for us, what does the role become of municipalities? You've touched on it before in terms of how we have to relook at the pricing, but I'm wondering, how does that really look? Because right now, the municipalities are fighting against Eskom because of the issue of not giving the money that they owe. So I'm just trying to understand how that kind of governance works in the future that you've painted in terms of privatization.
Yeah, I think we're sitting with a complex challenge, but I mean, it's not impossible to fix it. So the first thing is, if you look at the Eskom financial statements as they came out end of last year, very late, but at least it did come out, it was clear that they lost 10% of their revenue due to load shedding. So that's a self-inflicted wound in the Eskom generation side, where they couldn't supply electricity and you lose 10% of your revenue. Second problem was then the Eskom distribution problem, where people and cartels within Eskom then assisted to steal another 10% of revenue through prepaid meter systems and stuff, having those cartels within Eskom. So if you lose, any company loses 20% of their revenue due to their own mismanagement, that is a challenge. So that's the first part. So if Eskom tries to recover that revenue through increased tariffs, they're just going to hurt themselves further, because nobody can actually afford that type of thing. They need to focus on sorting out the cartel, sorting out the corruption within their own ranks. At least the load shedding is at this stage something of the past, and let's hope it stays like that so that they can create that revenue. But then the second problem or challenge in this is the municipalities. And municipalities needs to go and look at their own revenue model and say, but what do we do to become sustainable? And Midvaal is a municipality like that, where they've decided they want to outsource their distribution and operation of their distribution network to the private sector, and they're busy with a program that they're running that will most probably, and we hope it really does, come to fruition during this year. And the other municipalities must follow suit and look at that. Because the municipality, the asset, is actually the distribution network. And those distribution networks are in bad shape. It needs new capital. It needs modernization. It needs new people. I mean, most of the municipalities don't even have an electrical engineer working for them. And that shows you what challenges we've got. So we need to sort out the municipal model. There's no reason why the municipality cannot outsource with under their own license, the operations and maintenance of their grids to the private sector. And then the private sector should then make those assets more efficient, sweat those assets, improve those assets, and then pay a concession fee to the municipalities, which will then increase over time, and that will solve their revenue problem. And that's as simple as that. But again, it runs into the ideological problem of central command and control versus privatization, and that's the challenge that we've got.
Okay, so on that note, we're going to have to wrap it up. I want to ever thank you for coming onto our airwaves and having this conversation with us. Hopefully the words of the president paint a greater future for South Africa, and of course not the return of load shedding. But sir, thank you so much for availing yourself.